For a trusted way to enjoy all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy, you've come to the right place. For tyres you can trust, choose Bridgestone. Named Australia's most trusted tyre brand for 6 years in a row. With Bridgestone, you're in safe hands.
Oh, it sure is. Happy hump day, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello, Buzz. Interesting use of the word hump. I'll tell you in a moment. Hello, Tommy.
Oh, well, hello, guys. Between your emphasis on the word hump and my husky voice, I feel like we've slipped into a late night edition of the show.
Well,
talk to me, Lady Bickmore.
I may have been sprung leaving a bra in a co-worker's car.
In a co-worker's car?
Which co-worker? I will tell you throughout the show.
Buzz, is it you?
I don't think so.
Look how nervous he got there.
No, Bronte, it's not me, I swear to God.
Buzz was quickly working out and he said, wait, do I have a car? Oh, God. Oh, gosh.
What's a bra?
Oh, gosh. Hang on. Was it on the bus? Oh, no. Wait.
Yes, I did leave a bra in a co-worker's car. Who and why I left this bra, I will tell you all about it, but it is a bombshell.
Are we going to find out near or far about the bra in the co-worker's car? When are we finding out?
Far.
Stay tuned for far up next because I've got an official medical diagnosis of something that's wrong with me.
And I've been asking you what it is that you've got.
No, it's a raft of things, but I'll tell you what it is next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are on the air this week for Bridgestone.
We are. You are in safe hands with Bridgestone. And it's all about their tyres because
yes.
I had no idea that you have to get your tyres checked every 6 months.
You do,
which means if the kids are now back at school or they're about to go back to school next week, it's the perfect time to go, kids are back, got to check my car tyres.
The most important packages on board, keep them safe.
Which reminds me too, schools are back in some places, so we've got to do the 40 zone thing again.
We do.
Well, we do.
You're acting like we go around and put up the 40 zones.
No, I just remembered. You forget because you go out of whack.
Oh, God, and while
we're
out
of holidays aren't on. And then
you know those fire warning meters that are around the place as well? We've got to switch them from moderate to high all around the country.
Nice. You forget, and then you get fined. Or
everyone thinks Santa does an impressive job. You should see what Carrie and Tommy do. Their time off, going around adjusting all the speed signs and fire warnings. Bickers.
Tell me, what's wrong with you? You've got a diagnosis.
I've got a diagnosis, but it wasn't the diagnosis I was looking for.
Oh.
You know when you go to someone and you expect a certain level of professionalism?
Hmm.
Like even this could be anywhere. Even the other week, I went and I got chicken. I was at a cafe, right? And I got chicken, and the chicken was a little bit pink. And you know how bad I am with confrontation. Yeah. I thought I'll just sit there, and it's fine. I won't
eat it.
Well, I ate it kind of around a bit, but I thought I'll just leave it, and I won't say anything.
Oh,
and then you know how you expect like the waiter to come over and go, "Oh sir, is there something wrong with your meal or something?" This waiter just tools over to me, and he looks down and he just goes, "Oh, bro, that's munted." And I thought, isn't that great?
Yeah.
I thought, I don't want a stuffy waiter.
No, I mean, unprofessional, but it's great.
Well, that is exactly what I want to celebrate.
You're unprofessional.
He should be making excuses for the chef. He should be just, that's munted.
That's munted, bro. That's munted. The place I was not expecting this was the doctors because the drugs I was on weren't working. And I went back to the docs. And the doctor sat down and she said, "I want to have a look at your throat." And you know how you expect with doctors, you expect them just to go, nothing else.
No.
Just, like that. Just, And then you expect them to scribble illegible writing on a script, hand you something, and that'll make it better.
Yeah.
Just,
keep internal dialogue.
Yeah.
Internal.
Yeah. I certainly wasn't expecting this. She goes, stick your tongue out, and she put that isopole stick, but with no isopole, cruel trick.
Yeah, on my makes you gag.
Right? And she looks at my throat, and she just goes, oh my God, that's disgusting.
You're unprofessional.
I didn't ask for further detail, but I thought, this woman has seen dead people. Like, she's acted like...
Who is she?
She was a doctor. What do you mean, who is she? Just a lady I asked in the street. She finished her paddle pop, and I said, whack that in my gob.
She's seen dead people. GPs, how often?
But when they're studying, they look at corpses, right?
Them in there. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? She's seen everything.
People are coming and going, what's your issue?
No, I mean, there's people that have come into the clinic that day who have hemorrhoids, and yet I've opened my mouth, and she's gone, oh, God, that's disgusting.
That's what it sounds like you have.
I reckon I've got femroids. Oh, gosh. I want to know on 131060, How unprofessional were they?
Yeah.
It can be any service where you go in and you're expecting them to be, oh, no, no. And what did they just open their mouth and just absolutely let rip?
It's like when I had
hemorrhoids.
Adelaide.
Oh, sorry.
I had them with Evie, but not with Adelaide. When I had them with Adelaide. Win-win. Swings around about.
Buzz, hit me.
You're unprofessional.
Just trying to do a normal radio show. And here we are.
I'd never had them before. It's quite confronting.
Is it?
And then you have to take matters into your own hands to deal with them, which is even more confronting.
Wow. I mean, you've done well, Matt. You can get someone else to do that. Just pay the help an extra $10.
Actually, remember when I had to just stick the Schwab up and I asked them if they
You're unprofessional.
And the lady was like, I'm not doing it for you. Yeah, you can't be getting people to fix it.
What am I paying you for then? To hand me a swab?
Anyway, when I was having Adelaide,
yes,
and the midwife, who would come across many people having babies and many names, wouldn't they?
Yes.
You'd think they'd have a poker face with names.
Yes.
Oh, awesome name.
Phoenix with four Fs. Oh, great, fantastic.
Jackson with four Xs. Amazing.
I love it. Beautiful name.
And when she said, when Adelaide first came out, she said, oh, no, before she came out, she said, what are you thinking of calling her? And we said, we can't decide between Willow or Adelaide. And she said, oh, definitely Willow.
Oh, no.
And then we had the baby we called her Willow and she went and made the sign up. And when she was out of the room, we decided that it should be Adelaide, and yes, we came back in and we said, actually, can you change the sign to Adelaide? And she went, well, that's a good name too. But the thing was, the first initial, definitely Willow.
Yeah.
It's unprofessional.
You're unprofessional.
There we go. This a couple of great examples.
Beautiful name too.
131060, when were they unprofessional? With Carrie and Tommy right across the country.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie left her bra.
A phone call with my dad.
Yeah, was it the person? Oh, no, that won't make any sense.
Buzz, I think it's pretty fitting for what we're talking about.
What?
You're unprofessional.
You know what that is, guys? That was intentional, and that's called comedic timing.
You're
is
unprofessional.
It? It's called bad at your job. Just like me then, taking a call as we're about to go on air.
The irony of trying to point out just the level of how unprofessional people can be when we come back on air and one of your co-hosts is on the phone to her dad and the other one who's in charge of making the sounds happen looks at me and goes, is that what we're talking about?
He was confused because he thought we were talking about bras in cars because I left a bra in a co-worker's car.
Yes.
And it's not gone down well, I don't feel.
That is coming up later on the show. We're going to find out who that is. But right now we're talking about people being unprofessional because I went and saw my doctor and they looked at my throat and I was expecting them to go, And she went, oh, God, that's disgusting. And it wasn't greatly appreciated, but I don't think I'm the only one. Tia from Walker. Tia, what happened?
No, Peter, Tommy.
Oh, sorry, Peter. One of our producers has written your name in as Tia, which, once again, is very fitting for the segment about being unprofessional. Peter, what happened?
I thought you had a bad throat. Not bad ears. Hey, Tommy, many years ago, I went for my first pap smear and was very, very nervous. Anyway, so I'm laying on my back and looking at the little holes in the roof and carrying them to get my mind off the job and next thing, the doctor starts slapping me on the inside of my thigh. I'm like, Jesus. Anyway, it went for a little while, and I'm thinking, Mum never told me about this. Anyway, it got the better of me, and I sat up, and I looked at the doctor, and she laughed. She said, oh, it's okay. I'm just getting a mosquito.
Oh,
you're unprofessional.
Imagine if you never found out why, and the next time you went for a pap smear, you're like, when are you going to start slapping?
Yeah, they're not even warming me up with the usual thigh slap. Hey, Peter, was it
on my legs, not my fan. Yeah.
Peter, was it outdoors? Were you getting a pap smear outdoors?
No, I was at a doctor's surgery.
Wow, how wild.
Mosquitoes can get inside.
Good on you, Peter.
Late at night, you hear the buzz, buzz, buzz. They get into doctor's surgeries too.
There
maybe
we go.
Like Cairns or somewhere, far north Queensland.
Cairns?
Yeah.
It was from Wagga, but yeah. It is written on the screen where it's from.
Good guess. She's gone. I didn't think she was going to correct me.
Maybe Peter was in Fiji. No, she's in Wagga.
Katrina, who's been unprofessional
in
your life? I'm good.
Oh, you're fun.
My sister-in-law in Gippsland went to a dentist. She looked in her mouth and she said, you've got a dirty mouth.
Oh.
You're unprofessional.
Wow.
Do you know, when I think of dirty mouths, I think of Husey. I reckon that Husey's mouth's a bit dirty.
You reckon? No, he's got quite a few gaps.
Yeah,
I feel like all the food
would
flow through.
Nah.
You don't reckon?
That man's mouth, nah.
Well, I mean, we're chatting to him later in the show. Do you want to bring it up?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for getting involved, Katrina.
I love Kay, who's called up to say that me making you suck snot out of my nose is unprofessional.
That was absolutely unprofessional. This year, you made me suck snot out of your nose. You made me de-lice you as well. Not to mention all the
fun time.
All the videos for that on our Instagram page as well, so you can relive them.
Yes, the videos, of course, you won't see are the pre and post show showers that Buzz we are subjected to as well. And those wet towel whip marks on my ass won't go away anytime soon.
Emily, save us.
Hi guys, how you going?
What happened that was unprofessional?
I went and had a yearly breast scan, and as a result, they sent me to get an ultrasound on my breast. And when I was lying there feeling all vulnerable and topless, the sonographer and her assistant were like chuckling, like having a good laugh. And I said, oh, is everything all right? What's going on there? And the sonographer goes, oh, we're just having such a laugh. We think it's hilarious that your boobs are so little that we can see straight through to your heart.
You're unprofessional.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Carrie's bra was found in a co-worker's car. Find out who next.
Who's she rooting? Find out next. The classic radio tease.
But yesterday you weren't with us. We had Brendan Favola
joining
us.
Makes it sound like I was dead.
No, you you were almost. You weren't doing very well yesterday. You had a sick day. But Buzz, you missed one of the greatest moments in Buzz's break. I was going to say life, but it's a massive stretch.
One of the greatest moments in Buzz's break.
Buzz had a moment that was worth sharing on air, and he brought it to us and you missed it.
Okay.
In a nutshell, Buzzy, tell me what happened.
Basically, we're at Bronte's parents' house over the weekend, and I found an empty bottle of Grange in Simon, my soon-to-be father-in-law's wine rack. Now, I thought it was empty bottle. I thought he was keeping it as a collector's item. I soon found out that when he has people over for dinner parties, he fills it up with cheap wine.
Yeah.
And he gives it to them and they all think they've got Grange.
Brilliant.
And I was really actually really, really nervous telling this story because Bronte told me when I brought it up, she's like, you can absolutely not tell that on radio because Simon doesn't know that I know this.
And you're not married yet, so wedding could be off.
Exactly.
Is the wedding off?
No. Buzz is still in the game.
It's great
stuff. Mate, it's time for you. I know you're talking, but you also need to fire off the ding, 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 ding. You're not...
But you know what's good about this, Buzzy?
No,
Buzzy,
you can't.
You know what's good about this? So the wedding is still on.
Yes.
You know how you can celebrate that?
Bottle of Grange.
Big time.
What did he say?
He sent me a message yesterday, unsolicited, saying, Buzz, I'm pancake flat after the bus ran over me.
What does that mean?
Like he's flat like a pancake, like the bus ran over him.
What bus ran over him?
Sorry, Buzz, you've got to adjust. Sometimes with Carrie, remember, you've got to adjust.
Tough.
You've got to adjust like you're speaking to your geriatric grandma.
Oh, he's funny too.
Yeah,
and Buzz doesn't drive a bus.
Anyway, so then he said the bus gear, which we all thought was very funny, and then he said, I'm chuffed with the publicity. Any publicity is good publicity as far as I'm concerned. And then he finished it with a cheers, which I think
your favourite son-in-law now.
That's great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I want more gear from Simon.
We got some gear coming up from you, though, next, because we find out whose bra was in the car. Whose bra was in the car? Find out.
Once a week, we're doing a Simon segment.
Not
too
far.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I tell you what, we've heard a lot about Bickers and her swinging ways over this show over the years, but it's never come quite to the head like today, where all show we've been talking about your bra ending up in someone's car.
Mm. I mean... I feel like this wasn't the forum through which I was going to do this, but I brought the person in because I feel like it might be time to come clean, Mr. Pete Hellier, about you and I.
Afternoon, guys. This wasn't the way. Obviously about to celebrate our 10th anniversary on the project, and we've saved the biggest bombshell until right on the eve of our big celebration.
Yep. we are together.
What was really weird...
So I know nothing. I know.
Okay.
All I know is that there was a bra... Carrie's brother ended up in.
Carrie,
I'm assuming your car.
I just said. Occasionally, this will happen. Where she said, "Can you? You left your key somewhere. You left your key. I don't know. How
I mean, that's what I say.
So, yeah, that's what I say. It's all adding up now. All the pieces are slowly just starting to slide into each other. But I
wow, pieces sliding into each other.
All the pieces. And she asked for a lift home. I said, sure.
We live near each other.
Yes.
And I did. I couldn't find my keys.
I said, sure. And then we chatted on the way home. Actually, it got really awkward to begin with, because she jumped in the car and I was listening to Rachel Corbett's wonderful podcast.
Yes.
You got to start somewhere. Highly recommended.
Whose episode? Who was the guest?
Carrie Bickmore.
Yes, great.
There's my voice in there. Why are you listening to me?
So that was a little bit awkward on me.
But you know when you're having an affair and you miss the person when you're away from them, you just got to hear their voice.
She's been away having babies, which has been tough. It's been tough on me.
It's
not
been tough
your
on
baby.
Everybody.
Well, walk's calling. And then we chat. We're at the front of our house having a chat, necking, obviously.
Yes.
And my wife rings. It's a little bit awkward. I say, yeah, I forgot to tell her that I was going to carry home.
Speakerphone.
Car phone. I said, Carrie's here straight away. Just like, don't bag her out. And then we finish up. It wasn't until this morning that I jumped in my car and I realized.
Were you with the kids when you jumped in?
No, I was by myself. The kids don't know that they obviously.
Well, they
kids,
do
if
now.
You're listening. Wow. And there was a dress, and I saw a Victoria's Secret label. So I haven't touched it.
Hang on.
Gather it yourself.
What do you mean?
There was a bra.
You haven't touched it. It's not like it's.
No, but it's been on your boob.
Hang on. Has it been on your boob?
My bra has been on my boob.
Oh, my God.
How do you wear your bra?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
I was going to get a stick and kind of like bring it on the stick.
Okay, so you've got a boob rag in your car.
I've got a boob rag
in my
car.
Bra and dress in
but
Pete's
why?
Car.
But why? So
I can't even remember her taking the bra off in my car, to be honest.
I did not take it off in your car.
I've had lifts from people all the time. Never once have I left my jocks in there.
First time it's happened to me.
Why? How?
Okay, so we after the show last night, because I wanted a lift home with Pete, I didn't want to keep him waiting, so I kept my show clothes on and went into my dressing room and just grabbed my clothes from earlier in the day, which was a dress and a bra. And then when I got in Pete's car, I just put it on the ground.
Do you take your bra off for the project?
Sometimes I go braless. I just like to mix things up, you know, keep it interesting.
I'll be checking the dashboard vision I have in my car when I get
sometimes
home.
I wear different outfits.
Right, so you just grabbed
very
stuff
boring.
And then you just put it in the car.
In the car. And then I got
but
out of the
car. You took everything else except a bra.
But do you know why I rushed out of the car, funnily enough?
Because your nipples were freezing because you had no bra on.
No, because when Bridge called, I actually detected a hint of irritation that you'd taken so long to get home. And I don't know if that's accurate or not, Peter.
No, I don't think it was accurate. That wasn't accurate.
But it was that tone. You know when you feel like you're listening to a couple's conversation that you shouldn't be in? And she was like, where are you? And he was like, I'm with Carrie. And she's like, yep, good. And then there was a pause and she was like, well, I got to take Liam to, he's still waiting. And then I was like, okay, I shouldn't be here.
There was a greeting. There was a hi and, you know, a few laughs. So, but then Chris rang.
And then my partner rang. And
because
then it just all got awkward.
It felt like we were totally busted.
I'm not an expert on this, but I find generally with affairs, the married spouse doesn't like it.
No, I think we're finding that out.
No, and we've also learned not to just park outside my house for our chats and our canoodling.
For our chats, chats.
Too obvious, mate.
I had no idea you're taking your bra off. Otherwise, I would have taken my jocks off as well.
Just one hand, a swip rip.
Yeah, just rip them off.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's so many undies like that.
I woke up this morning to a picture of my bra and dress and a note that said, happy 10th anniversary.
So has it been returned? Have you returned the boob rag?
No, Carrie can collect that tonight.
Oh,
well,
wow.
You know. Well, this is the old, when we catch up. I mean, if I have to come in to collect my bra, it's fine.
Happy 10 years, everybody.
Hey, Bridge.
This is great. 13, 10, 60. Bra chat is not quite right.
That's very broad.
Okay, where'd you leave your bra?
Sure.
I'll take a car. I'll take someone else's house. I'll take even where
work,
did the bra...
somewhere at work.
Yeah, or even if you found where did a bra turn up, I'll take any of it.
All right, 13, 10, 60, give us a call. Where did you leave your bra? We'll take your calls after this.
It's bra chat, bra.
Oh, good one.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie left her bra in Pete Hellier's car. So we're asking you on 13, 10, 60, where'd you leave your bra?
Just a bit of bra chat, bra.
Yeah, Jamie Lee.
Hello.
Where'd you leave your bra?
Well, I was actually at a Nickelback concert and got in the mood, so decided to whip it off, threw it up on stage, and they hung it on the microphone stand for the whole show.
Isn't that great? Good. And Jamie Lee, did you wait till the end of the concert and then ask for it back?
No, they could keep it. They could do whatever they want with it.
Whoa.
Bra's better than pants. You know, there was an era where...
Who's taking their pants
girls
off?
Girls used to take their undies off
underwear,
and throw
them. I'm picturing, I'm picturing a pair of jeans, just Levi's getting flung at the stage.
Looks like we're having a couple of technical issues here with Carrie and Tommy, so we'll be back after this.
Carrie Big
Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, there was something I learned about you when we first started working together that blew my mind. Yes. That you're colourblind.
I thought it was going to be that I'm 7 foot tall and I've been walking around on my knees the whole time.
No.
I am colourblind.
And I didn't even know what that really was and what that meant.
I didn't know for ages.
Of course.
I only found out when I went for a job at the casino and they made me sit at medical and I found out I was colourblind there.
So it's interesting because I've thought, in a normal day, what does that affect?
Well, you know, it meant that I wore a purple suit to the Logies 1 year.
I mean, amazing.
And I thought it was black. And also that after a year and a half of hanging out with one of my best mates, he said drunkenly, he goes, I just hate that green jacket of yours. And I thought it was a brown sports jacket. So
well, the other
that's
thing
what it means
does,
for me.
As you posted on Instagram this morning.
I just need people to know, if ever you see me, I don't like outlandish fashion. If you ever see me wearing anything and you go, whew, that's a bit out there, I've got no idea.
Genuinely,
I think it is, black,
is that
white,
why
or
you only ever wear
black,
a black
white or,
or white T-shirt?
Black, white or grey.
Because it's a bit of a running joke that I don't know if you know in the wardrobe department how every time we go on a shoot, all you ever wear is a black T-shirt.
Yeah, because that is the same wardrobe department that put me in a freaking purple suit. Looks
it's
like a Teletubby
mate.
Gone
it's
rogue.
Fashion. Anyway, you put on your Instagram this morning, as a colourblind man, I find trying to match up the Nespresso pods to the colour chart easily the most stressful way to start a day.
It's a nightmare. They're all various shades of brown.
They are. Lots of comments from people who are having the same issue as you. Someone said, is it John Ryan? He made a funny... I think we've met John Ryan.
Oh, John, Radio John.
Yeah, Radio John Ryan. It'd be helpful if I brought up the comment before now. Oh, nah. There's so many comments. I can't find the... Anyway, wasn't that
popular
funny?
Popular post.
It was funny and I was going to read it to you.
Okay. So what do you want to do with this? Get a sweet Nespresso deal for me?
I'll find the comment.
He said, the day I found out...
You got it.
Not even that funny now.
No. Come on. It hasn't been much
the
of a
day
build
I
up.
Found out that I was colourblind, I couldn't believe it. It came straight out of the purple. And I thought that was really funny.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
It's worth waiting for,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That's good, yeah.
Anyway, I've got a present for you.
Yes.
Something very special that I've been working on for a while.
Okay.
That I want you to experience, and I want you to experience it with your dad as well, who's also colourblind.
Right.
But to do this, we need to find out what kind of colourblind you are, because there's multiple colourblinds. So you've got to sit a test.
Okay.
How do you feel about sitting a test?
I feel fine. This is what's sitting in front of me, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I don't even know what this test involves. Is it?
I'm assuming looking at colours and seeing what I can see.
Can you say it as you do it?
There's a button that says start test.
Great, let's start the test.
It says Enchroma colourblindness test, start test.
Yeah.
Trial one. Oh, I say what number I can see. I've done this before.
I'm
I can
not
see
sure,
this
mate.
One.
I've never done this.
So
yep.
It shows your botch of colours.
Yep.
And you should be able to see a number in the colour.
Yep.
And I
great.
Can see that's a 6.
Okay, great. Awesome.
And the next one I can yep. see that is a 7.
Yep.
And
such good radio.
Well,
this is not your fault. I probably should have checked what the test was before we started.
Should we go to a song and get time to do the test during the song?
Great idea.
And we'll come back.
Yeah. See, now it's gone. So now I'm up to the fourth circle.
Yeah.
And you're meant to be able to see numbers in the things.
Yeah.
And I can't see anything. So I'm just looking
well,
at
well, that's
great.
Good. Just answer that, because this will show us whether okay. you're...
All right, Tommy's going to continue this test as we go to this song, and we'll get more after this.
I mean, I can't wait for the result. Oh. What a tease.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I've got a surprise for you tomorrow.
Mm.
You are colourblind, and...
I've just learned what type of colourblind.
You've just learned what type of yeah. colourblind. You're due to rainopia.
Oh.
Which means it's a red-green colourblindness. It's the most common form of colourblindness. You'll be happy to know.
Oh, I'm common. Oh, God.
But I have to say, it's shown me on a graph what I'm looking at colour-wise yeah. from red, green to purple and yeah. what you see. Your world is without colour, mate.
Mine says I'm strong in my form of colourblindness.
I know, but
that's
it's
quite
still,
nice.
But your version of strong and my version of strong, like I see red and you see brown.
Yeah. I don't have anything to argue this
I
because
know,
I don't.
It's made me feel sad. That
why?
You're not, because you're not
nah,
seeing
mate,
the world in all its colour.
Nah, I think you always wear sweet brown jackets.
I mean, I never wear red ones, so they are brown. Anyway, yes. I want you to see the world in all its colour. So I've organised for you tomorrow to be able to wear special Enchroma colourblind glasses, which means you will then be able to see the world in its true colour.
So what if it's amazing and then I never want to take them off?
Oh,
I'm the
I
glasses
thought
guy.
About that.
I'm like
what
Cyclops.
Happens? Can you wear them all the time?
I'm like Cyclops from the X-Men.
Can you wear them all
that's
the time?
Cool.
I I don't think so. I think that they're meant to be for outdoors. They're like sunglasses.
Oh, so this is just a little glimpse behind the curtain.
That's okay. It means when you're outside, you can see the world in full colour, and inside it's just a bit drab.
It's like you're giving me a tasty morsel of food and then you're telling me I can never eat again.
No, it just means, you know, sometimes the houses aren't that nice. You know, inside your house, you're like, there's things I'd do if I could, you know.
Sure.
Curtains are brown, whatever, you know. Anyway, your dad is also colourblind.
The enforcer.
It's hereditary, the enforcer. Yes. And he joins us now. Hello, Ian.
Oh, g'day, Gary.
How's life been for you? I mean, probably like Tommy, you haven't really missed out on anything because you don't know what you're missing out on.
True. My colourblindness is nowhere as bad as he.
This is absolute bullshit.
Mine came on with age, you know.
This is such bullshit, old, Dad.
You get short-sighted. And then
Dad, how do you think your colourblindness is so much worse than mine?
Well, welcome to Family Feud, yes.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Dad, because I remember when I was young and I used to laugh at Dad's colourblindness because he'd think things were just like completely different colours.
But then how could you tell that they were different colours when you were also colourblind?
Well, now I realise that maybe it was just two insane people laughing at one another, thinking we were ridiculous. Because have you got two pairs of glasses?
I've got two pairs of glasses. Ian, would you like the chance to see the world
the
in
chance.
Its full colour?
What are you going to do? Get him out there and then just go, oh, there's a 1 in 10 chance you can wear these glasses.
Well, no, I can't promise because I don't know what's going to happen. But would you be open to seeing the world in its full colour, Ian?
I would. Because I see the world in colour. It's a different colour to what everybody else sees.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we're the ones that are missing out.
Maybe.
There is one colour I don't see.
What's that?
Yellow highlighter when you put it on paper.
I don't think anybody sees that, though. I don't see that.
This
is me and my dad doing our thing again.
There are two people in the world that don't see yellow highlighter. Yeah.
Well, we're going to put the glasses on, get some A4 paper and get the yellow highlighter out and see if your world has changed.
Okay, let's give it a crack, Pa.
Tomorrow, you're happy to come along tomorrow?
I'll be there.
Great. Oh, this is cute. I mean, I hope so. It could end up being very disappointing. Tomorrow. It's a date, Ian. See you there.
Righto, it's a date, Carrie.
See you, Pa. I'll just hang out at your date.
Okay.
Fair deal. You're used to that.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Susie and Michelle Laurie are next to drive you home.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. I left my bathers in Tommy's car last night.
I mean, it's the fourth time this month. It is a lot.
Oh, my God, and one of my children. Oh, I mean, that's the other weird thing.
Well, I've got a better car than Tommy, and I'm happy to drive you home. So, at any point, you can leave any clothes in my car.
God, we are a loose bunch of people, aren't we?
Aren't we just a bunch of swingers who happen to score a job in radio?
Gosh.
How good. How good.
Are you in Brizzy?
I am. Can I just say the Brisbane Hit Network, new Brisbane studios are absolutely incredible.
He's losing his mind over these studios in Brisbane. They're in Paddington. For anyone who's ever been to Brisbane, they're near the Caxton Hotel.
Yeah, we're 50 metres from the Suncorp Stadium, 50 metres from it.
Are they any better, though, than the cupboard we broadcast
at Channel 10? I reckon they're at least twice as good. No, I'm putting it out there that these are the best radio studios in the world that have ever been made. Yes, I'm putting it out there. You've got to get to them. Unbelievable. And, Tommy, there's a backpackers right out my window and it has a rooftop enclosure where backpackers go up there. You're in Brisbane, it's just sunny in the middle of winter and they sunbathe.
I'm booking a flight. I can't wait to see some some sunburnt English people.
No, it's weird. It looks like a giant baby playpen on top of a building for English and German teenage girls.
I'm going to send you Tommy, I'm sending you a photo right now.
Way too excited.
It sounds like a biodome.
Creepy. Can you just pull it back?
No, it's far enough away, Carrie, that, you know, unless you've got binoculars, you're not going to see
that
much. I don't.
It sounds like some kind of medical facility where they're studying all the different STIs the backpackers have.
Yeah.
Is it close to the Paddo Tavern where you can do some stand up there, Hughes?
There's a comedy venue literally across the road. It's unbelievable. It's the Paddo mustn't be far away, but there's another
Paddo's
one.
Paddo's just down the road.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just
Hey, Hughesy, I'm not sure if you heard, but one C Bickmore was pretty filthy towards you earlier in the show.
Oh, well, no. I'd say it to his face.
Well, what did I do?
We've got the clip up here. This, we were talking.
When I think of dirty mouths, I think of Husey. I reckon that Husey's mouth's a bit dirty.
Do you reckon? We were talking about unprofessional professionals, and that a dentist told a lady that she had a dirty mouth, and then Bickmore just launched into this tirade about your mouth.
Well, your mouth's a mess. I just assume it's a bit dirty in there.
No, well, I was, you know, I thought she was talking about the amount I swear, and I thought that's fair enough,
that's
but she's
me.
Talking about the what's going on inside my mouth.
You have lost a few teeth over the journey.
I've lost many. I've lost, 10. So, and
how would your wife describe your mouth?
She once described it as it smelled a bit mouldy.
Yeah,
which is
see,
not that's
thank you.
Not good.
It's a dirty
that wasn't.
Mouth.
That
you're
like
was
a one
mean,
off.
You're like a Shih Tzu. Shih Tzu's famously
moldy.
Yeah, they famously lose teeth on the journey. They're very cute, you know, but they do lose a few teeth. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Is your missus meant to be sniffing your mouth?
No, well, she's close
do.
To it.
I mean, yeah,
you have
you do
to.
When
I mean, you can't. We can't be. You can't kiss with a peg on her nose.
She's got to get up in there. She's got to get up in there, Tommy.
She's right in there. She's absolutely right in there.
Do you still pash, you guys?
Do we pash?
Yeah. Like, well, you know, in the initial stages, you pash a lot.
Because if I pash something and it smelled mouldy, I don't think I'd pash it again.
Yeah, but
what's a one off? I'm sure I don't smell mouldy every day.
What if it had done as well as he has?
Oh, if it bought the place off the block, I'm pashing it.
She didn't even want me to buy that house, guys. So that didn't get me any pashes at all.
What did she say? Hey, mold mouth, put your hand down.
Look, that was a one-off, but no, I think generally I've got, although I was getting a wardrobe fitting yesterday for the Masked Singer, and the wardrobe girl gave me a mint, and you just can't say no, can you?
I mean,
so
when
you know
someone
gives you a mint, you've got to take it.
So you know what's great?
Take the mint.
You know what's great about this? It means people in Brisbane, if you want to see the best radio studios in the world, you don't even need directions, just follow your nose and you'll find them.
All right,
I've sent you the photo, Tommy. You got your phone with you?
And Michelle Laurie.
Really needs to
you guys got
to
get in here. We've got
to
get out. Have a great show, guys.
Bye.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up, packed with all the bits you missed from the show. Did you know, when you're driving, there's only one handprint of tread connecting each of your tyres to the road? With so much riding on them, make sure you're in hands you can trust. Bridgestone, you're in safe hands.